Today's lesson is entitled The Comeback, and we get this from Habakkuk 3, verse 12, which says, "You marched through the earth in fury, you threshed the nations in anger." This word march could also be strode, just walking through, doesn't have to worry about what people think. He's God and he's in charge. Back in the day, I watched a show called Kung Fu. And when this young man was adopted into this, looked like a Buddhist monastery, he learned different aspects of Kung Fu, and then ultimately he'd grow up and he'd leave the place and he'd go into the Old West and be able to deal with things with his martial arts. But he was called Grasshopper, and at some point, he had to walk on this rice paper, and he had to walk in such a way that he wouldn't destroy it. When he first started walking, he just made all sorts of, rips and tears and marks all over that paper. But by the time he was done with his training and learning, then you'd look back on the paper after he'd walked over it, and it was like as pure and spotless as it was before he even stepped onto it. God doesn't have to worry about that. When the time of judgment comes, he can step on, crush, do whatever. And the idea here is one of God having indignation, and he will march through the earth and trample all the nations. See, Habakkuk zeroes in on where he's headed with this. God is a sovereign God. And God is in charge of everything, and all nature is at his disposal. And what he's going to do is march through the earth and use his nature to pour out his wrath and anger. He is going to destroy nations by using that heavenly power. We look at Revelation 16 and we see that it is clear that God's will is to use the seas and the rivers and the sun to pour out his wrath and indignation. It's also clear when he does, men will blaspheme God and they still won't repent. We see that in Revelation chapter 16, verse 11. Threshing the nations reminds the people of a common everyday occurrence. Oxen moved around a circular pit filled with wheat or barley to separate the ears of grain from the stalk by trampling on the grain. And sometimes the farmer attached a sledge behind the animal to speed up the threshing. Amos pronounced judgment on Damascus for threshing. Gilead with sledges having iron teeth. He said that in Amos 1 verse 3. The Bible often used threshing as a symbol of judgment. We see that in Isaiah 41:15 and Micah 4:13. Micah spoke of God's judgment in terms of horns of iron and hooves of bronze. Habakkuk saw God as the master farmer, threshing the nations, throwing them away as useless chaff in order to preserve Israel, his chosen people. It's interesting that Gideon was met by an angel that said to him, as he's actually hiding, behold the mighty man of valor. And so God saw what he could do in the life of his servant Gideon. God is not done. He will continue marching. He doesn't have to walk carefully on rice paper. God can do whatever he wants to do. And he can be trusted. This is the comeback. This is the one that is in charge. And we can look to him for strength.